This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hey everybody, welcome to Netflix Life, a streaming TV podcast from Fansided. I'm Bryce Olin and I'm joined by my co-host Cody Schultz. So 2021 is officially over and we're looking forward to all the new Netflix shows coming in 2022. It's going to be an incredible year for Netflix. We saw a bunch of good shows arrive in 2021, but this next year is going to be even better. I don't think there's any debate in saying that. So we're going to share the best Netflix shows that are confirmed for 2022, some ones that we're expecting in 2022, and then we're also going to talk about, what's new on Netflix in January and share some of those good shows and movies that you should watch in the first month of the year. So I guess just jumping right in, Cody, do you want to share our January highlights?
Yeah, so we've got a pretty good start to the year, which is just going to kick off, I think, what's going to be an amazing 2022, as you kind of touched on. So just some highlights. We've got Brazen coming January 13th, which stars Alyssa Milano and Sam Page. It's a mystery thriller movie, so I think that one's going to be a fun way to kind of kick off the year there. We've got season 3 of Afterlife. It's coming January 14th. That same day, we've also got Archive 81, which I believe is a new film, correct?
I think it's a series. Maybe horror series. We'll call it a horror series.
Yeah. And then we kind of get into a stretch of like a lot of good titles. We've got Two Out to Handle Season 3 coming January 19th. The Royal Treatment, which is a new royal rom-com, coming January 20th. And then Ozark Season 4 Part 1 is coming January 21st. And then to kind of cap off January, we've got on January 28th, a new Kristen Bell movie, which the title is A Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window, which the title is definitely interesting and will be fun to write. But it's a really interesting concept, and it's got Kristen Bell, so I know that one will be a hit for Netflix.
A title with this many characters in it should be illegal. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to watch the show, but I just wanted to say that part. And I'm very excited for Ozark Season 4 out of everything that you mentioned.
This title is coming for The Crown, like from High School Musical, the musical, the series. Like, I'm trying to compare which one is... High School Musical, the series, probably gets the win just because they also throw in some... you know, colons in the mix there, so you've got like special characters. Yeah. But it's an interesting, I'm like already thinking, what are we going to abbreviate this of? Because I know we're going to talk about it in the podcast, because it's, I know, going to be a movie that's probably will be, I'd go as bold as like predicting one of the bigger movies to kick off the year. Like I said, Kristen Bell in the lead spot. I don't know how you can go wrong, but I think I'm most interested by Too Hot to Handle Season 3. I didn't anticipate this would be a January release.
I didn't either, especially when we're expecting Love is Blind Season 2 in February. But I guess we're getting... if you like reality shows on Netflix, it's a good stretch is coming. I also wanted to mention we will be referring to the show as The Woman in the House, or movie as The Woman in the House, not the other part. Is that fair?
Yeah, I was going to say we could even just call it The Woman.
Let's just... yeah, that's even better. Everyone else is going to call it The Woman in the House. We're going to refer to it as The Woman with starring Kristen Bell. Let's see, should we jump in and talk about what we're excited to watch in 2022?
Yeah, and there's a lot. I'm very excited for what's ahead this year.
It's going to be a good year. But before we get into that, I want to encourage our listeners to check out Blindsided, a new podcast from the Players Tribune. The Players Tribune has launched its first ever mental health podcast, and it's hosted by former NHL goalie Corey Hirsch and psychiatrist Diane McIntosh. Blindsided will share and analyze moments for a variety of athletes, when everything changed for them, and what happened when it did. The podcast lets listeners hear these athletes describe moments when mental health became the most important focus in their lives. Blindsided then dives in deeper, it gets clinical, and it allows listeners to leave with an understanding of different varieties of mental health challenges that people face, why they appear, and how athletes in particular face them down. Blindsided is a sports podcast, not only for people who follow sports, but for also those who don't. You can subscribe to Blindsided on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts today. So, we have a list going so far of every major Netflix original confirmed for 2022. I'm just going to read this list, and then we're going to jump in and talk about some of the shows that we're excited to watch and that we're hoping to see that haven't been confirmed yet. So I guess just right off the top, we've got Alice in Borderlands Season 2, All of Us Are Dead, Archive 81, which premieres January 14th, Army of the Dead Las Vegas, Bridgerton Season 2, The Crown Season 5, which is November 2022, The Cuphead Show, Cyberpunk Edgerunners, Firefly Lane Season 2, First Kill, Grace and Frankie Season 7, In From the Cold, Inventing Anna, Lock and Key Season 3, Magic the Gathering, Manifest Season 4, The Midnight Club, Never Have I Ever Season 3, Ozark Season 4 Part 1 and Part 2, Raising Dion Season 2, Resident Evil, The Sandman, Stranger Things Season 4, which is coming in summer 2022, Sweet Magnolias, and we've got a couple more, The Umbrella Academy Season 3, Vikings Valhalla, Virgin River Season 4, and The Witcher Blood Origin. So normally we would just go through and talk about the ones we're excited about, but we're gonna revisit that. We've got some must-see shows coming in 2022 at the bottom here. So we're going to do that at the end. But I guess, what shows, Cody, are you hoping to see that has been left off of that list so far? That's where we'll go with this.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we're not going to have anything to watch after you hear that list. It's such a thin list, right? Like, nothing to look forward to. But yeah, we've also, I feel like, we've got a list of confirmed, but there's so many others I think we're hoping for, which we've got The Circle Season 4 and possible Season 5. We saw this with Season 2 and 3 releasing in the same year, so kind of the assumption that we maybe could see two seasons drop next year. Of course, Cobra Kai Season 5, our favorite, Outer Banks Season 3, we're all hoping to see in sometime in 2022. The Last Kingdom Season 5, Love is Blind Season 2, which I know we touched on a little bit, the big hope there that maybe we'll get that in February 2022. A new season of Lupin as well, Sex Education Season 4, and then a favorite of ours, You Season 4. So these are all ones that I feel like it's safe to assume might be coming in 2022, but just because we're unsure on like timelines, there's nothing been confirmed yet. These are some of our question marks, I feel like, heading into the year that look pretty good, but could go out to 2023 if there was a delay.
I know, that's the tough part. I feel like, you know, with Netflix, it's not like the broadcast shows where, you know, you can kind of guess if it's a spring show, it's most likely coming back in the spring unless something happens with production or other delays. But I feel like with Netflix, it's like really, they kind of focus in on when is the best time to release a show. So obviously the first part is getting the show filmed. The second part of that is when is the best time to drop it. And I know we found out in that Shonda Rhimes interview from a while back with Adweek, she mentioned that Netflix knew Bridgerton would be a really solid Christmas Day release. And she was like, at first was hesitant. And then she mentioned, like, you know, to their credit, they knew when to drop it. So that's the other part. It's like, if Netflix knows that it has a big stacked lineup for this year, which obviously we know, could something get bumped to 2023 because that's a better time to drop it? Who knows at this point? But I think I just wanted to get that out there with some of the stuff that we're expecting. You know, we do have a ton of shows here, but I think that that's a good list, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be, I mean, the fact that we've got so many already confirmed is exciting to see. Like, I feel like that's definitely a plus, like knowing we don't know when for most of these shows, which isn't too surprising, but just knowing that they are going to be coming next year. I mean, this is a pretty stacked list, which I feel like there's no better way to just jump in and talk about like some of the ones that are must-sees, like just as we get to the, you know, 2022 just beginning, which shows we're looking ahead to. And I feel like there's no surprise to start the list with Stranger Things Season 4. This is one we've been literally waiting for forever. We've questioned at times, was it even happening, just out of like the long hiatus it took between when Season 3 dropped and when we're finally getting it. But we finally have that light at the end of the tunnel. We know it's coming summer 2022, and there's no doubt in my mind this will be the biggest show of 2022. Like, I'm already ready to just give it that title and know it's going to be.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting. Like, so Season 3, I believe when it dropped, was either the most watched Netflix show. Yeah, I think it was the most watched Netflix show of all time at that time. With The Witcher passed it, we've seen The Bridgerton pass it, and we've seen Squid Game. In that time that it's been, you know, 2+ years basically since the season dropped, what happened? Did people stop? Like, are people not going to tune in because they're like, oh, these kids? Or they're like, they're like, I have waited so long, I'm going to watch this so fast. Like, did we get new fans, kids that were probably, you know, I mean, I would even say like as early as like, you know, 10 years old when the first season came out, probably are now old enough to really watch, like, you know, 15, 16, everyone's going to be talking about it. You know, I don't know that it's recommended that kids that young watch a show like this. I would have watched it when I was their age, but some kids don't like the scarier stuff. So But what I'm trying to say is, like, there's a whole new, like, almost generation of fans is now old enough to watch this show since it premiered. So what does that do to ratings? Is it going to be huge? Is it going to be a little lower than season three? I honestly don't know. I'm just excited to see it, though.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, too, with that is Netflix has grown since season three came out. Even, like, how many more people have subscribed since and are have watched it for the first time in these last couple years while waiting for, you know, season four now to drop. So mm-hmm. I think it'll be a big hit. I'll be curious to see what the final numbers end up being, but I'll be shocked if it doesn't end up being the biggest show of 2022. That's my not-so-bold prediction, just because I feel like that's a safe prediction. But the other show I feel like is going to be big, which is one we talk about a lot, is Bridgerton season two. Of course, we've talked about how season one just exploded onto the scene and became a breakout hit. I imagine, you know, the buzz has been huge for season two. So once this finally drops, this is going to be a must-see. I know everyone's going to be talking about it. Everyone's going to be watching it probably a little bit quicker, too, than season one, which was kind of like that word of mouth catching up as more people started watching. So that'll be another must-see for me this year.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see when this one dropped. You know, we've talked about there's a chance we might see Bridgerton season two and Stranger Things season four back to back, which would just be, I don't know if there's a ton of crossover amongst the fandoms here. There has to be based on the views, but that could be massive for Netflix. This, I guess, if we're anticipating, you know, April, May, somewhere in there, Q2 could be amazing for Netflix. So that's another good one. You know, one that's, I think the third, well, it's number one on my list, but it's number three on our list, and it's Outer Banks season three. We're hoping it comes out in 2022. There's a lot, you know, as we mentioned in previous episodes, that's kind of at stake if they don't get off to like a quick start with production, either early 2022 or maybe even as late as spring 2022. If production doesn't happen before then, it's looking kind of dicey for a 2022 release date, would you say?
Yeah, that's my hope. My hope is that 2022, I just think if it does, it'll be a later in the year that we've seen. But the optimist in me, like, isn't ready to roll out a 2022 release date. So if that is on the list, of course, it's going to be at the top of our list and one we're going to be talking about a lot this year, I'm sure of. I'll be just very curious to see, like, when it might drop. And another one I'm curious about, which I guess is a good way to just lead right into the next, is Manifest season four. Of course, this will be like the first batch of original episodes since Netflix has saved the show. We know it's kind of already been confirmed they're going to be dropping in batches. It seems like it's going to be 2 10 episode batches. Could it change? Possibly. But I'm very interested to see like when Manifest drops, and whenever that does, I just know it's going to be one of those must-see shows.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's going to be huge. I can't wait to see the buzz on that one. And then Ozark season four is next on our list. We've got that January 21st. It premieres the new season, or it's split into two parts. The second half's going to come later in 2022, probably after May. So you're going to get eligible for two Emmy cycles there. I think that's the kind of the play for Netflix in that one. I guess just moving through, we've got Virgin River season four. I think we're all expecting a summer release date, especially with, you know, Sweet Magnolias and then Bridgerton in the spring. But it could be a little bit later or even earlier because they already are done with production, right?
Yeah, I'm looking really at July again for Virgin River season four. I feel like that worked well for season three's release. I mean, look at how popular the show became with that July release. Not that it wasn't popular before, but I mean, the numbers were really strong with July. So I feel like that would be a good one, especially if we do by chance get Bridgerton in the spring. Having Virgin River in the summer, I think, would work out nicely. And I feel like that one's one that keeps growing and keeps gaining momentum with each passing season. So, of course, it's going to be one of the bigger shows of 2022. I think another one that's going to be big next year is The Umbrella Academy season three. I know fans were really kind of hoping we'd get this, you know, this third season in 2021. But then, of course, just with the pandemic and, you know, delayed start to production, it got pushed to 2022. I'll be curious to see when it drops, just because this was one that had been able to drop new seasons yearly. Which was a rare feat for like a show of this kind of scale. And so it's just like all kind of comes back to there's so many big shows coming next year. It's almost impossible, it feels like, to predict when some of these shows might drop, because in the past it's been like, okay, we know these are the like 5 or 6 big shows. Mm-hmm. But Netflix has gotten to that point where like they have so many huge shows. It's like, how do you space them out to where they each get their chance to shine? Is going to be the real interesting thing this year, I think.
Yeah, and the Umbrella Academy is one I don't have, like, a beat on, really, for the release date. Like, you know, we can kind of look and say, okay, we know summer for Stranger Things, we assume spring for Bridgerton, but this one, it could honestly be as early. We've already seen the January list. It's not on it. It production ended, I think, last summer, maybe fall. So it should be getting close to ready if it's not. So, like, I'm thinking it could anywhere from February, March, all the way out to, like, the end of the year if Netflix holds this one, just because, you know, it's such a big show. It's going to be a time thing. I don't think it's going to be a Netflix, we need to rush this out. I think they're really just going to go and do what is best to get the most out of this. And I feel like, you know, first season dropped in February. We always see big shows in February. Netflix has already shared a bunch of the big shows coming in February, and we're expecting even more. So maybe a tail end February 28th-ish kind of would be cool. The other, maybe March. I don't think we've seen really anything for March confirmed yet. So that could be interesting. But then the second season came out in July. So, you know, we've got, I don't know, it's kind of tricky. Like, Netflix isn't rolling this one out at a specific time of year, so we don't really know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they have planned. And I feel like an honorable mention, we've gone through, like, our seven, you know, must-see shows. But just, it's kind of like, and I feel like it's only an honorable mention because we don't know, is You Season 4. I feel like that one is, of course, one we're looking forward to and hoping comes late next year. But it's, again, one of those ones that's hard to predict what the timing might be because, of course, Season 2 made the jump from being a Lifetime original to being Netflix original. Between Season 2 and Season 3, we had the pandemic. So it's not really had a traditional cycle yet of, like, giving us a timeline of, like, when to expect the season. So I'm hoping maybe we're getting another fall release, maybe October, November of 2022. Mm-hmm. But because it has been in the fall, like, there's that chance it could be bumped to 2023, depending on how things shake. So I feel like that's an honorable mention. If it drops, it's going to be one we're going to be talking about a lot next year. But if by chance does get bumped to 2023, it'll easily be on the top of the list of, like, the anticipated shows for that year.
For sure. I agree. So I think I'll just recap real quick the list of the must-see shows of 2022 real quick, and then I'll ask you to pick one. So we've got Stranger Things Season 4, Bridgerton Season 2, Outer Banks Season 3, Manifest Season 4, Ozark Season 4, Virgin River Season 4, and The Umbrella Academy Season 3. There's a lot of Season 4s in there, I realized as I was reading that.
Yeah, now I'm, like, on the spot trying to pick just one. I'm like, which fans do I want to, like, anger and, like, please with this prediction? I feel like the one that I'm most looking forward to just as a day one fan, which doesn't seem like a big wait there just because, you know, season one dropped in December, but I'm going to go with Bridgerton. I feel like that's one. Mm-hmm. And it would be Outer Banks if we knew for certain it was coming.
Yeah.
But since there's a question mark, I know Bridgerton season two is coming, so I'll go with that one. Stranger Things a close second.
I'm going to shock some people with my pick. You know, also because I'm not sure if Outer Banks season three is totally coming, I'm going to go with Stranger Things. I feel like that Stranger Things was, like, the first show that I really, really loved on Netflix. Like, you know, I liked House of Cards or Orange is the New Black, but Stranger Things, like, was like, oh, okay, this is awesome. This is, like, the perfect show for me. Until I saw Outer Banks years later. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, though, those are the top two for me, and it's not really close. I do like, you know, Ozark, Virgin River, even Bridgerton, but not compared to those two. So those are my two picks. Any last thoughts? We're almost out of time here.
Yeah, just said we talked about how we thought 2021 was, like, a big year, and I feel like just reading this list out and hearing it and seeing it on paper, like, I think 2022 is going to give 2021 a run for its money. It might just be that biggest year for Netflix with the list we've got coming.
I think so, and it's going to be really interesting because I feel like that the pandemic kind of did this. Like, we've kind of 2021, the first half was kind of eh. And then the back half's been really good. And then we're kind of just rolling right into 2022 with, like, hit after hit. I bet every month this year we're going to see, like, a notable marquee award-winning super popular show on Netflix. You know, one that we didn't talk about is Squid Game season 2. And I feel like that's kind of really pushing it if we're expecting it in 2022. But, if somehow that they could get that out by the end of the year, like, oh my goodness, like, just get your Netflix subscription. That's all I'll say. And then we'll go. All right, so we are officially out of time. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.